Who was the most horrible, awful, terrible, ghastly, gruesome, ugly man on the radio?
Rusty!
Who's going to be on Jellybone on LBC on Saturday this week at half past 11 with Gene Davis?
Nasty!
Who hates girls but is adored by kids everywhere? Who ring him on Jellybone's open line when he's there?
He's a nasty man!
Yes, boys and girls, mums and dads, it's the one time of the month that everybody looks forward to all the time, the Mr. Nasty Show on LBC. And you can take part today by ringing up and arguing with me, the best arguer in the world, on 353-8. Oh, you know the number. Ring me up and argue with me, because I'm going to win today. Hello, Gene Davis. Oh, what are you doing back here?
It's my show.
It's not. It's the Mr. Nasty Show.
Jellybone,
I'm going to take
it's
over
my show.
For half an hour on the LBC airwaves.
Well, we've allowed you in.
Horrible.
Just for a very short time, because you've probably got something stupid to say, so we might as well let you say it and get it over with.
I've got
but
something
it's my
smashing.
Show.
It's not.
Jellybone.
It's the Mr. Nasty Show.
And you're my guest.
Ring me up, 353-81111, and argue with me today, and I'll win, because I always do. Very much. Now, today, I've got something very sensible to argue. I've got this new system for society, you see. What we should all do, we should all go to bed in the morning and get up at night. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
It sounds just about as stupid as all your other ideas.
It's not stupid. It's a great idea. And everybody's going to ring me up and argue with me and tell me it's a great idea.
You don't even remember the number they got to ring up on, so
of course I do.
Tell
it's
them.
One.
No, it's not. It's 3-5-3-8-1-1-1.
That's what I said, isn't
no,
it?
You got
isn't it
wrong.
What I said?
No, it isn't.
How are you feeling?
Horrible!
Oh, they sound it too.
I don't think they sound all
gang.
That horrible. I think they could do it a bit louder than that.
Let's
actually.
Try again.
Try again.
And like a torture to... Horrible, you've got to feel. How are you feeling, gang?
Horrible!
Oh, you sound it too. Well, everybody's ringing up. Let's have a little piece of nasty music.
Oh, I'm feeling bad. When I'm feeling bad, it's good, because bad is good.
Horrible.
Oh, I'm really nasty now.
Nasty now, nasty.
Because I'm Mr. Nasty on the Nasty Show. They come from horrible motivation. So scream and shout without reservation.
Nasty, 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 nasty conversation.
Ice cream! It is really
horrible.
And you know boys are smart, but girls are really not.
Oh, and they're ugly.
Oh, I'm clever at observation.
Oh, the nasty observation. What a beautiful song. Why wasn't you joining in with that, Gene Davis?
I would.
Because you've got horrible voice, that's why.
No, I wouldn't join in your songs anytime.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I don't want you to.
I expect there are a lot of people listening on 353-8111 who want to tell you
no,
just how horrible
not.
You
listen,
are.
Listen, you don't listen on 353 thing. You listen on the radio, don't you? How are you feeling?
Horrible!
I expect there are lots of people who have dialed 353-8111 who are going to tell you just how horrible you are, and that girls are much brighter than boys, and that it's stupid to go to bed during the day and get up at night. I mean, I can't believe that that's what you're really going to argue. I'm sure Gabrielle, who's on the line now, knows that that's a silly thing to say, isn't it, Gabrielle?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're stupid.
But why is it stupid? It's much better to go to bed... in the morning, isn't it?
No.
Don't you... When you wake up in the morning, do you ever feel tired?
Yes, but I've...
Well, wouldn't it be better to go to bed then, when you feel tired then, you silly girl?
Well, I feel tired in the night as well.
Why? How do you know? How do you know you feel tired in the night?
Because I go to sleep.
Well, how do you know when you're asleep? You don't know what you feel when you're asleep, do you? I've won the first argument, you see, because I'm the best arguer in the whole world.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Who's next?
Have we got another one? Yes, we have. We've got another girl.
Oh, not another girl. Oh, no. Who is it?
Come on, Tracy. You tell him why he's wrong.
Hello, Tracy.
I think you're stupid.
Why?
Because imagine going to bed at night, you'd miss all the television programmes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No, it's silly going to bed in the morning. She had nothing to do all night.
But listen, if you went to bed at night, you could watch all those programmes that you don't normally watch, couldn't you?
Well, I never want to watch them anyway.
Well, that's all right. If you didn't want to watch them, you don't need to, do you? You can go to sleep, can't you? Silly girl. Oh, who's next? Who's next?
I think there's another girl on the line. Oh, and I think
not
her
another
name,
girl.
Her name is Sarah. Well, I don't know.
Watching
maybe boys don't...
Programs.
Maybe
What's
boys...
she talking about watching television programmes, anyway? People listen to the radio now, they don't watch telly. Horrible.
Has it ever occurred to you that maybe some boys who don't know how to dial 353-8111 and actually get through to you? That's why we have
listen,
all the girls.
Listen, don't you
this
be
morning.
Cheeky about boys. Boys isn't cheeky, like you are. Don't you say nasty things about boys, because boys are all right, aren't they, fellas? Aren't they, fellas?
Yes.
What? What? Yes. Silly
I don't think you're getting a lot of support, and I think you're going to find Sarah's going to argue very
radio.
Well with you. Where's Sarah? Are you there, Sarah?
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
All right, thank you.
What do you mean, all right, thank you? What are you supposed to say when you ask her what you're feeling?
Horrible!
See, they all know. You should know as well. Why did you ring up, Sarah?
Because I was going to say you are horrible as well.
Why?
Because you shouldn't go to bed in the morning.
Why not?
Because you won't be able to watch your morning programme.
Why not? Listen, when you're out during the day, all the streets are crowded, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are!
No.
Silly girl, of course they are. Who's ever seen crowded streets? Kevin, aren't the streets crowded during the day?
Yeah, they're crowded during the night.
They're not crowded. Are they crowded? They're not crowded during the night now, are they?
No, but they would.
They're
be
not. You see, they're not crowded during the night. They're only crowded during the day. So, if we all went to bed during the day, we wouldn't have crowded streets, would we? Ha-ha! I beat another one. Who's next?
I think there's something wrong with that argument.
I'm winning
wrong.
Again. Ray!
We've got Rosemary on the line, and I expect she knows about
crowded streets. Not another girl. Oh, no.
Rosemary. Is Rosemary there?
Hello, Rosemary. Oh, Rosemary. Who's next, then? Who's after Rosemary if Rosemary's gone home? Perhaps she's gone to bed. You see, she's been so convinced by the weight of my argument that she's busy snoring away at the moment. That's what she's doing, you know.
Rosemary? I think...
That girl there, she agrees with me, don't you?
No.
Why not? Why don't you agree with me?
Because if you go to bed during the day, the streets will be still crowded at night.
But streets aren't crowded at night.
Yes, but they would be.
Why?
Because all the people will be going to bed during the day, so everybody would be walking out at night.
Why? People don't walk out at night.
They would, though.
Why?
If they slept in the day, they would.
Why? They don't have to.
Time.
Well, they don't have to. They could, I mean, like at night, you don't want to go outside at night. It's dark. You can't see anything, can you? You stay in at night. That's why you don't go out at night, because it's dark, isn't it? Not because you're tired. Anyway, you're not tired because you're asleep anyway, aren't you?
I think you've talked far too much. Let's have Alexandra.
Oh, not another girl. Oh, we've got enough girls.
Hello, Alexandra.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
Because my mum's a night nurse.
Is she?
Yes.
Well, she agrees with me then, doesn't she? Because she works overnight.
Yes.
Is she a nasty mum, then?
No.
Is she a nasty fan? Does she like Mr. Nasty?
No.
Really? Do you like Mr. Nasty?
No.
Well, that's good, because I don't like you. Well, let's have a break and have some more calls in a minute.
Things are really hotting up here at the front with the new Matchbox 75 models. All over the hill, I see a great American Army Jeep with a swivel-mounted gun. Over there is a swamp rat with rear-mounted propeller really sapping up the beach. On a ridge, I see the amazing Roll-O-Matic self-propelled gun recoiling as it rolls along. Then bringing up the rear and bringing in the troops is the personnel carrier with all-action gun turret up front. The great new Matchbox 75 military models. At 39P, they're the ones that feel like real.
Do you know what your dreams mean? Do you know how people use their bodies to talk without speaking? Find the answers in Understanding Human Behavior. This new weekly encyclopedia will help you to get so much more out of living. In part one, there's a free personality quiz. First of a series, it'll help you discover more about yourself. Success at work, success at home. It's all to do with understanding human behavior. Part one, with your free personality quiz, is out now.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis on LBC.
Now listen here, Gene Davis, why do you get such ignorant people here in the studio today? They are all ignorant, aren't you?
No!
But listen, you've got to admit I'm winning so far, aren't
no.
I?
No!
Why not? What were you going to say before? What were you going to say, silly girl?
Well, if everybody sleeps in the daytime and wakes up at night, then they'll have to have some exercise. And when they do have some exercise, of course, the streets will be crowded.
Well, why couldn't they have exercise in bed? Why couldn't they just move their legs up and down all night? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Then they wouldn't waste time.
Wouldn't
have you ever thought...
Sleep.
Eh?
Wouldn't get to sleep.
Why not?
Because they'd be moving.
Why not? Have you ever dreamt that you're sort of running and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could actually run, couldn't you?
No, when you're dreaming it,
why not? Well, of course you could. How do you know you can't?
Have you ever tried doing press-ups and going to sleep at the same time?
Doing press-ups and going to sleep?
I wasn't talking about press-ups.
I was talking about running,
exercise.
Wasn't I, you silly
that's
girl?
Well,
I must say, I'm winning these arguments, aren't I? You are. How are you feeling?
Horrible!
Good, let's have a song then. And Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. Cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? Now you have to shout, we all shout that the nasty man can. Right, the nasty man can. When I tell you to shout next time, you have to shout, the nasty man can, all right? And they're all learning it at home and singing along, because this is everybody's favourite song, and they only hear it once a month on the radio. So everybody, make sure they all stay in on Saturday to listen to Mr. Nasty, because it's the greatest thing since Mr. Nasty was asked on the radio. Oh, Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that the nasty man. How awful. Oh, wasn't it?
I thought they did right well.
I think you've got terrible voices. And you've got one more try in a minute just to shout it out. And shout, the nasty man can, you see? That's how you have to shout it. And you at home, whatever you're doing, whether you're doing the shopping or having a bath or digging up worms, you can sing too. Here we go, Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout,
the Nasty Man can!
Well, I hope you did better than that at home, and you've just got one more chance. Who in the ring? Boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know. Nasty man can! Oh, I beat them again, you see. No one ever gets the ending right except me, because
well,
I'm a good singer.
Well, that's because you wrote it, so you know
horrible.
What's going to happen. That's unfair. You're always unfair.
I'm feeling really horrible
you're
now.
You're not going to be unfair to our next caller, because he's going to argue with you about going to bed in the day. It's a stupid idea, isn't it, David?
Yes, it is.
All right, you tell him.
Right, if we all went to bed during the day, that means we'd be up at night, and therefore we'd have to use much more energy, and the country's energy problems wouldn't be solved for ages.
Well, all you got to do is switch the light off, you silly girl.
Yeah, but then you can't see, and you'd have to put fires on as well, so you wouldn't even be warm.
Have you ever ate carrots?
Yes, I have.
And what do carrots do? They make you see in the night, don't they? Ha ha! Hey, what?
Anyway, you're only a figment of your own imagination.
No, I'm not. I'm here. I'm talking to you, you silly girl.
You're only a figment of your own imagination.
Who's talking to you at the moment?
A figment of your imagination.
No, it's not. It's me. It's Mr. Nasty.
Yeah, but you're...
I haven't got any fig leaves anyway, so I don't know what you're talking about. Silly girl.
He doesn't think you really exist.
Are you a Nasty fan?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm glad you're not. Because you're ignorant, aren't you?
I'm not ignorant.
I bet you live somewhere smelly as well, don't you? Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yes.
Live in Harrow.
Horrible Harrow, they call that. I beat another one, thank you. I'm winning all the arguments today. Who's next?
Shafiq's next. Hello, Shafiq.
Hello, Shafiq. Yeah. Why did you ring up?
I was asking, what's the point, the whole point of waking up in the night anyway?
Well, you don't have to wake up in the night. Listen, when you get up in the morning, do you feel tired?
No.
Well, why not? Most people do. And do you always want to go to bed at night?
Yeah, of course.
Always, when it's bedtime, do you always want to go to bed then?
Not always.
Ah, well, ha ha! That's what I'm saying, you see.
I'll read a comic or newspaper instead, till I feel sleepy.
Well, that's the same thing. If you're reading a comic or newspaper, you're staying awake, aren't you? And that's what I'm saying you've got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's going to cost our country a lot of money then, isn't it?
Why?
Because if you keep the lights on in the night, that's wasting energy.
Well, you could use a torch, couldn't you?
Yeah, but that's going to waste batteries then, isn't it?
Yeah, but the country doesn't buy batteries, do you? Do they? You do, don't you?
Yeah, that's our money wasted then.
Well, that's all right.
You know,
it's worth it.
Think
of all the money you've saved by sleeping during the day.
I think Shafiq's got a point there.
No, she hasn't.
I think he's arguing very well with you. I think we've got some very good arguers on 35381.
I'm the best arguer.
No, I'm not sure.
I always win arguments, don't I? I'm doing well, aren't I? You've got to admit it. Listen, fan club. Yes, I thought they do, you see. Got my fans here today. Who's next?
Marcus.
Who's next?
Let's see what Marcus has got to say. Is Marcus there?
Hello, Marcus. Why did you ring up?
Because if you go to bed in the night, you can't go to school in the night.
Well, do you like going to school?
Yes.
Well, some people don't, and they wouldn't have to, would they? Wouldn't that be great? Hey?
Shut up.
Thank you. Same to you. Who's next?
Andrew. Andrew?
Hello, Andrew.
How are you feeling?
Horrible! How are you feeling?
Horrible!
That's the way.
But I thought I'd just phone you up to tell you that although it seems a good idea, it isn't.
Why not?
Well, because if we all went to bed in the day and got up at night, we'd miss Jellybone. Bye!
Well, that was a good idea. I can't stand Jellybone. I think it's a horrible programme.
That was a marvellous call from Andrew. Let's go on to our next caller. Who's next?
I think Jellybone's a horrible programme.
Well, all right, you needn't come back on it again.
Well, Mr. Nasty Show's good, but it's Jellybone that's horrible. Isn't Jellybone horrible?
No!
How much did you pay them before they came?
Get
I beg your pardon?
What's happened to Matthew?
Hello, Matthew.
Matthew.
Yes, hello, Matthew. Why did you ring up?
Got an avenue.
What?
Got an avenue.
Well, go on, say it.
Got an avenue.
About an avenue?
I think he's telling us where he lives.
Oh, why did you ring up then? He doesn't know, does he? We better go to someone who does know then, haven't we?
Let's see what Nicholas has got to say.
Let's see if Nicholas knows. Why did he ring up? Why did you ring up, Nicholas? Do you know, or are you a silly girl?
Well, it's about the, about getting up in the morning.
Yes.
When you wake up in the night, well, all the shops would be shut.
Would they?
Yeah, and you'd starve to death.
Well, some of them aren't. Some of them are open, aren't they?
Well.
Anyway, so more of them would be open. Because the shopkeepers would be going to bed during the day as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See?
Let's see what's Sabrina.
I've won answered another one.
You've
answered
had about six one. Boys on the line. We've Matt got a girl next. Here's Sabrina. Hello,
hello,
Sabrina.
Hello, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello.
Why do I have to sleep in the morning and wake up at night?
Because it's a better thing to do, isn't it?
Because
when you get up in the morning, you're always tired and you never want to go to bed at night, do you?
So why are you in bed? Why aren't you
Because I'm on Jellybone, you silly girl. Anyway, I'm in bed. I'm lying in bed at the moment, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're in the program.
How do you know I'm not? How do you know I'm not lying in bed? You can't see me, can you?
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
You can't. Anyway, I'm not. I am. I mean, go away. Who's next?
Gillian.
Who's next? Gillian. Hello, Gillian.
I absolutely agree with you.
Why?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Why?
Because I don't think we should have school anymore. And I think you're a credit to the radio industry. And I'd love to join your club. And I think you're absolutely a great idea. And Mr. Nasty is the best name I've ever heard.
Who is she?
I don't know. Where did we find this Gillian girl?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We don't have many calls like that,
Gillian. I'm pleased to say
that... boy.
Hey?
What?
It's Gideon.
Gideon.
It's Gideon. It's a boy. Well, that's changed Mr. Nasty's
view. I'm very pleased to say... Well, of course it wouldn't be.
I think you are absolutely great and a credit to the radio
industry. Well, thank you very much, Gideon.
Have you got a fan club?
It's nice to have some intelligent people calling up and saying intelligent things.
And everything you've said over these Jellybone programmes, they're absolutely true.
Well, I'm glad you rang up. I'm glad
you
rang up. We need more listeners like you.
You should be king.
That's quite right, yes.
And Australia is in Scotland.
That's absolutely right. I'm glad to see you're a nasty fan.
And what now, about the world
if we had
being
more
flat?
Listeners like this chap here, you see, wouldn't everything be a better thing to be, you see? Wouldn't LBC be much better?
No, it wouldn't, but I'm glad that
like
we've
Gideon,
only got one listener like Gideon who wants
we
to come to
we
a
got
Mr. Nasty
thousands, we've got millions,
club.
We've got a whole world who thinks Mr. Nasty is the king
no,
of the world.
No, we haven't. If
don't
we,
you?
If we... No, of course
no.
they do.
Of course they do.
If we had, they'd all be ringing up on 353811
they
and
all
telling
are.
You.
They
no,
all
they're
are.
Not,
thank you, fans.
It's Jonathan's next, and he's going to tell you how very stupid you are. Oh, Jonathan.
Well, he's probably stupid. Are you stupid?
Hello?
Yes, you are you're stupid, aren't you? Hey?
No, you are.
What?
I'm really about to tell you that if you went to sleep during the night, it'd be a waste of if you went to sleep during the night, it'd be a waste of Alex. You couldn't see.
I've already answered that. You eat carrots, don't you?
You couldn't have any transport anyway, and it all shuts after 12 o'clock.
But you don't need transport when you're in bed, do you?
True, is that? Some people would be awake, though.
What?
Some people would be awake.
Yes. Well, everybody would be. That's what I'm saying. Everybody should be. And then asleep when they're not. So I beat you, haven't I?
Uh-uh.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Well, I beat another one, folks.
No, I don't
I think
know
I've won today's
that. Let's
argument.
See what Joanna's got to say. She's on the line now after Jonathan. Are you there, Joanna?
Yes.
Where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from London.
Oh, you live in London?
Oh, London. Oh, I've been there. What a horrible place.
All right, Joanna, what are you going to tell him?
Well, if everybody woke up at night and didn't go to school in the daytime, then nobody would learn anything and then they wouldn't be able to go to work. And
well,
so
if they're all like you, they don't know anything anyway, do they? How much do you know?
Well, quite a lot, but if
how
nobody
much,
learned
though?
Anything...
How much? How much do you know? You don't know, do you? You don't know how much you know.
No.
Is there something you don't know?
But if nobody...
Because it hasn't
learned.
Done you much good, has it, going to school? Obviously, has it?
If nobody went to school, then nobody would be able to go to work and nobody would be able to do anything, so there wouldn't be
but
any
anybody,
power.
But you can't go to work if you're going to school because you're too busy going to school to go to work, aren't you? All those people who go to work don't go to school, do they?
But if you went there, woke up in the night, then you wouldn't even go to school.
But you could have school at night, couldn't you?
You had school at night, you'd have to walk, wouldn't you? And then the streets would be as crowded as in the daytime.
But streets are not crowded at night, that's the whole point. Have you ever seen them at night?
But if everybody went to school, then they would be.
But not everybody does go to school. It's only children that go to school, isn't it?
I don't know.
I've won again, you see, because I'm the best arguer in the world, aren't I? That girl there with that one with the big nose and big ears, you agree with me, don't you? She admits she's got big nose and big ears.
we've got no more time for Mr. Nasty.
I'll be
Mr.
back
Nasty's
next month.
Going to leave.
Oh,
he's coming
horrible.
Back in 4 weeks'
terrible
time if
program.
We can't keep him away. And we're going to have the news headlines from Hugh Williams.
Oh, no!
Thank you.
advice.
LBC.
Who's the most horrible, awful, terrible, ghastly, gruesome, ugly man on the radio?
Nasty!
Who's going to be on Jellybone on LBC on Saturday this week at 11:30 with Gene Davis?
Nasty!
Who hates girls but is adored by kids everywhere? Who ring him on Jellybone's open line when he's there?
He's a nasty man!
Oh, and here I am once again on the Mr. Nasty Show. Hello, fans.
What was that about Gene Davis? Therese Birch is the name,
who?
Mr. Nasty.
Who?
Therese Birch,
well, that's,
all right?
No, Gene Davis does Jellybone. What are you doing here?
She's
oh,
away
not
on
Therese
holiday.
Birch. Oh, no, not again.
Should
oh, no. Anyway, we got lots of fans who are going to ring me up on 353-8111. That's what I was going to say. And argue with me, because I'm the best arguer in the whole world. Listen, where's Gene Davis then?
Away, oh, when she heard you were coming.
Why isn't she here? Why isn't she here?
Because you're here, Mr. Nasty.
But
that's
Gene
why.
Davis does the Mr. Nasty show. She comes on with Mr. Nasty.
She couldn't take it any longer. Listen, what are you going to be arguing about?
I'm not going to argue today, because everybody's going to agree with me now. What have I got in my hand at the moment?
Let's looks like
these girls
all right.
Here. What have I got in my hand here? Hey! Shout, I can't hear you. Shout it.
A bit of grass.
A bit of grass? No, it's grass. Grass. Say grass.
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 What have you
right.
brought it in here for, Mr. Nasty?
Because there's a lot of it appearing at the moment. Have you noticed? With it
it grows spring, a lot,
that's
yes.
That's right, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to do a blotheology lesson, you know, a bit of education.
Oh,
today.
I see. You're going to teach us about grass,
now,
are
did
you?
Did you know what grass was made out of?
No, I give up. What's grass made out of?
Well, it's very... she doesn't know. Isn't that silly, hey? Don't you think? Don't you think she's silly?
No.
You like girls?
No.
Well, she must be silly. Yes.
Chic.
Well, it's made out of paper. Everybody knows that. Of course.
How do you know it's made out of paper?
What's trees made out of?
Grass.
Rubbish.
That's
rubbish. Three,
didn't it?
What's trees made out
wood,
of?
Wood.
Right.
Right.
So trees are made out of wood, so grass must be made out of paper. And everybody's going to ring me up on 353-8111111 and tell me how right I am.
I'm sure they won't.
Isn't that good? Isn't
I think
that good?
That's absolutely
and next
ridiculous.
Week they're going to see me, aren't they?
Oh, yes, of course, at Hamley's Whoa. New Model Centre. Shall we tell them where Hamley's New Model Centre
where
is?
Where is it? Where is it?
It's in Welbeck Street, London West 1, near the junction with Wigmore Street.
And is it horrible?
I'm sure it's beautiful. It's
horrible.
A new model
well,
it shop.
It's going to be horrible if I'm going to be there.
And Gene Davis is going to be there as
oh,
well.
Oh, no!
With the outside...
Are you going to be there?
Unit. I'm not going to be
oh,
there.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's at least
here.
One thing, then. We're going to be there with Jellybone Live next
right.
Saturday.
So we want lots of people to turn
what
up.
What time have I got to get up to get there? To be
well,
live,
so the show starts at Hamley's at 11 o'clock and goes on till lunchtime, till 1 o'clock.
Oh,
there are going to be lots of important guests there.
Yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Important.
Apart from you, there's going to be the pop group Mudd.
Oh, who are they? Mudd?
There's going
of
to
Mudd.
Be the former racing driver Sterling
oh,
Moss.
Oh, I can drive better than he can.
So that's Moss oh, and Mudd. And
oh,
we've
Mr.
got
Nasty. He's going to be there.
Mr. Nasty.
Nasty, not Nasty.
Nasty,
Nasty.
Mr. We've Nasty. Got a Harlem Globe trotter trotting
oh,
along.
Oh, I can trot globes better than what he can.
And we've got
oh,
a Mountie. Do you know what a Mountie oh, is?
A Mountie. Yes, of course I know what a Mountie
what's
is.
What's a Mountie?
Yes. Well, it's going to be at Jellybone next week. That's what a Mountie is.
That's right.
Everybody knows what a Mountie is.
A Canadian policeman.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And
what
you
am.
Were saying
yes,
that.
Of course.
Yes. He's going to be
and
there
Mr.
as well.
Mr. Nasty's going to be there.
And
what
something
else does it say on your list?
On my
you
list.
You missed it out. What does it say after a Mountie? What's
Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty. He's going to be there. 11 o'clock next Saturday. And he's going to be giving prizes away for the best nasty poem.
What sort of prizes?
Oh, I've got a train set. A train set to give away.
It's not broken
it's,
or anything.
It's a train set. No, it's a special one.
It really
one.
Works.
It's a very special one. But isn't that generous of me?
Very nice,
a
yes.
train set to the best nasty poem. But if you're going to read a nasty poem next week on Jellybone, you've got to be there by 10:30.
Right.
Off
something
past
else
ten.
That's important.
And I've got lots of monster kits to give away to runners up as well.
Can
but
I get
you've
a
got
word
to be
in
there
way?
Next Saturday at 10:30.
Right, still on
right.
that subject, there's going to be a live
oh,
Jellybone
no.
jury
what?
At this model shop, Hamley's model shop, live Jellybone
oh,
jury.
Oh, good. With Mr.
So,
Nasty songs in it?
Yes.
Mr. Nasty
no.
songs.
So we
that.
Want live Jellybone jury people to come along to the Hamley's Model Centre next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
If you want to come along to be on the jury, you've got to write to us. Send us a postcard first to Jellybone.
Jellybone.
LBC.
LBC.
Box 261. 261.
162.
261.
261.
London EC4.
London 4CE.
London, EC4.
Yes, right. Anyway, what's grass made out of?
Paper.
She's got it right. 3538111. What about this other thing that you wanted to mention?
The other thing is... No.
Don't see what that's got to do with Mr. Nasty. Hurry up and mention it.
This afternoon, Saturday, at Northwood...
At Northwood.
There is a Jubilee Garden Fete.
Ah, Jubilee Garden Fete. Did you know this is my 25th programme?
Is it really?
Mr.
Silver Jubilee?
Silver Jubilee.
If only I'd known, I would have brought you a cake or something.
Thank you very much.
I'd have put it on your head, probably.
Yes, everybody likes Mr. Nasty.
Anyway, Jubilee Garden Fete at Harescombe, which is in Watford Road, Northwood. And it's in aid of the League of Pity, so very good cause. It's... If the weather's fine, of course, it's going to be outside in the garden there.
Horrible weather at the moment.
And amongst the attractions...
Oh, how horrible! Ugh.
Homemade cakes, pot plants, curiosities. You ought to be there, really.
Curiosities.
Hoopla, switchback, swing
Bring
boats...
Bring back Gene Davis, that's what I say.
And Douglas Cameron.
Who?
Dougie Cameron from LBC's AM programme.
Oh, no, what about Mr. Nasty?
I'm not going to go to that.
Mr. Nasty isn't
That's another very good reason for going to Northwood. Mr. Nasty is not going to be there.
Anyway, tonight, you'll have a chance to hear Mr. Nasty's song for Europe. Do you think I'm going to win?
You're going to be in the Eurovision Song Contest,
are
you?
Yes, it's called Rock Top. My song. Isn't that
Rock
Do you want to have a little sneak preview of
well,
it?
Well, why not? Yes.
Why not indeed? Horrible! He is a nasty man and has a nasty plan, and with it you won't agree. He'll argue till you're blue, 'cause he knows what to do. His name is Nasty, Nasty, N-A-S-T-Y. Mr. Nasty, Mr. Nasty, please speak to me. To you at home, pick up your phone and call him up on Jellybone. Mr. Nasty, Mr. Nasty, now you can see. There's no one you can name that's horribler than he. That's me! Ho-ho! He is the greatest thing, he knows he is a king, and we love to hear him sing.
What a lovely voice!
He's clever and he's nice, he likes to play with mice,
oh,
and worms, and snails, and slugs, and... Oh, God, mice! Mr. Nasty! Oh, Mr. Nasty!
No,
please speak to me! To you at home, pick up your phone
right now
and call him up on Jellybone! Mr. Nasty! Now you can see! There's no one you can name that's horribler than he.
Oh, this is a fantastic song! One of my best, I think!
Nasty argues best, and he beats all the rest, and to beat him, you just try. He is a nasty man, he has a nasty plan. His name is Nasty.
Nasty.
What is
Nasty?
N-A-S-T-Y. Oh, no, Mr. Nasty. Please speak to me. To you at home, pick up your phone and call him up now on Jellybone. Mr. Nasty, Mr. Nasty, now you can see. There's no one you can name that's horribler than he.
Who's that again? What's his name?
Mr. Nasty.
And what's his name?
Once more time.
Oh, Mr. Nasty.
Oh, what a lovely song.
What a racket.
Lovely song. What does a racket mean? Lovely song. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
No.
So how are you feeling?
Horrible.
Love the way horrible. And everybody's ringing up
353-811-111.
That's right. 353-811-111. And argue with me that grass is made out of paper.
Let's take a break, please.
Airport, please, Johnson.
Yes, sir. Off anywhere special, sir?
Bile. This isn't the way to the airport.
Oh, yes, it is, sir.
South End? What are we doing here?
Airport, sir.
I'm going to Bale, not for a joyride.
Yes, sir. Your ticket, sir.
Bath, Bal Direct, £76 return. What do they fly, Lancasters?
No, sir. Dart Herald's lounge and bar at the back. Free drinks, four-course meal, executive-style seats.
Johnson?
Yes, sir?
Does anyone else in the office know about this?
Not that I know of, sir.
Well, keep it under your hat. That's a good chap.
British Air Ferries direct to Bal from Southend, five times a week, and first-class style all the way. Pure common sense. Contact your travel agent or ring 01-834-9162.
LBC 97.3 FM, where news comes first.
This is the Mr. Nasty Show. Who's first? Who's first on the phone?
I think it's James.
Hello, James.
Hello, James.
Hello, James. Yeah. Hello, James. Hurry up and speak. Hurry up. Speak quickly.
I think you are horrible.
Quite right.
And my brother does.
Does he really? And how are you feeling?
Terrible.
You mean horrible, not just old terrible. And don't you agree that grass is made out of paper?
Horrible.
You've made the baby cry. Can you hear the baby crying in the background?
Well, stupid babies are always crying. That's what they do. That's all they can do. Listen, you agree with me that grass is made out of paper, don't you?
No. Do you, James?
Well, the baby does, obviously. Let's go to the next caller and see what they think.
Justine?
Hello, Justine!
Hello, Justine.
Hello, Justine!
Hello, Justine!
What are you laughing at, silly girl? Oh, how are you feeling?
Horrible.
Good. Do you agree that grass is made out of paper?
Yes.
You do? How do you know? How do you know?
I think you're wrong.
Yes, all right, who's next?
Because wood's made out of paper.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought paper was made out of wood.
Wood isn't made out of paper. Wood's made out of trees, isn't it? Silly girl.
Douglas is next.
Hey?
Trees are made into wood as well, and trees are wood.
Yeah.
How can wood be made out of paper if trees are made into wood? Hey? How can it? How can that happen? You don't know, do you? She's a silly girl.
Oh, Justin.
Are you going to come and see Mr. Nasty next week?
Yeah.
You are? And what do you look like? Describe yourself so I know what you look like. Have you got a big nose like these people in the studio have?
Yes.
You have? They've all got big noses, haven't you?
No.
Of course they have.
They've all got small noses.
Silly girls. Well, you should talk. You've got a bigger one than they have put together.
You've got a big mouth, though.
Who's next?
Douglas.
Next?
Hello, Douglas.
Hello.
Not
Hello.
Douglas. Are you Douglas Cameron?
No.
How do you know?
Well, I'm me.
Have you ever heard Douglas Cameron on the radio?
Yes, please.
How does he speak?
I don't know.
Can you say good morning like he does?
No,
because he speaks posh and he says, good morning. Can you do it posh?
What?
Can you speak posh like that? Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Ah, yeah, not bad. Why did you ring up?
To speak to you.
Well, go on, speak to me then, you silly girl.
Hello.
Hello, is that all you wanted to say?
Well, just I'm more nasty than you.
Why?
Well, I am.
Are you coming to see me next week?
No.
Why not? Well, I'm glad. I don't want you to come. What? Who's that in the back?
If I'm nasty, I'm more nasty than you, so you're not worth bothering about.
I'm nasty, not nasty. Anyway, I'm giving away prizes next week. Got lots of prizes to give away. Give me a train set to the best nasty poem that comes in by half past 10.
I'm more nasty than you. No.
Well, my train set will be nastier than yours.
No, you're not. No. No, I'm nastier than you. No, no. I'm
nastier
than you.
No. No, look,
he's not nasty. He's stupid. Who's next?
Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
You're not going to blow raspberries at us, are you?
Well, I think Mr. Nasty should be the Mr. Nasty Guinness Book of Records. He's so nasty, it's really horrible.
Thank you very much. So you're a fan, are you?
No, I'm not.
Why not? Are you stupid?
No, not like you are.
Do you think I'm going to win the song contest tonight with that beautiful song?
You must be joking.
Did you think it was beautiful?
No.
It was horrible.
Well, everybody here in the studio did. Shut up! Didn't you? You all thought it was
no,
good, didn't you?
Robin,
of course you did.
Robin.
Who's that one there? Angela. Angela thought it was good, didn't you?
You're terrible.
You were going to sing to me, weren't you?
No.
Go on, let's see if you can do better.
No.
Oh, she can't do better, you see.
I think Shezzy is next on the line.
Hello, Shezzy.
Hello.
That's a funny name, isn't it?
Why did you ring up?
I'd like to ask a question.
Well, ask a question then.
What's your opinion of Mrs. Thatcher?
Oh, I don't have opinions on things like that.
He's more concerned with grass at the moment, aren't you?
Have you got grass, not grass? Have you got any other questions?
Are you any relation of a famous tennis player?
Nasty Arsie? No, no, he's no relation. But I was the one that really won the Wimbledon tennis thing last year, you know?
Oh,
Nasty Arsie.
What, the women's singles, was it?
Nasty Arsie. Nasty Arsie. Women's singles. Listen, let's say goodbye to her because she was boring.
All right, Femi.
Bye-bye.
But listen, I've got lots of presents to give away next week. And Tracy, will you? If I give you a present, will you tell everybody what it is? No, no, I'm going to give another present. I'm going to give you one. Will you tell everybody what it is? I'm going to give you a present. When I give it you, will you tell everybody on the radio?
Might
what
be
it
something
is?
Horrible. I should
Are you
be
ready?
Careful. If
Here it is. There it is. What is it? What is it? What is
She's
it?
She's dived under the table.
It's one of them. It's a jelly, horrible thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't want it. She's thrown it back.
Wait till I get my water pistol too.
Oh no!
I've got
not
lots
that.
Of things to give away next week. Who's next?
Femi, I think. Hello, Femi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Femi. Why did you ring up?
I think you're really horrible.
Thank you. Do you think Therese Birch is much worse than Jean Davis?
No.
No. Thank
Why
you.
Not?
Thank
because
you.
She's not just as nice as her. You're
think,
really horrible. Hooray. You're spoiling the programme.
Yeah,
do you think that
does.
Jean Davis is no good, then?
No, Jean's lovely too.
Because I'll see you next week. And I'll tell
everybody else.
What? Yeah. What?
She's as good as everybody else.
Ah, she's not as good as me, though, is she?
No.
She always loses
horrible.
Arguments.
She's
horrible.
Nice.
And how are you feeling?
Nice.
Nice? well, you would, because you're a silly girl. And you know that grass is made out of paper, don't you?
No.
How do you know?
Because cows eat grass and they can't eat paper.
Quite right.
How do you know they can't Quite eat right. paper?
Because they'll be sick.
How do you know they would? They probably eat grass because it's green and you don't have green paper, do you?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
No, you don't. If you have green paper, it's made out of cellophane. And that's what flowers are made out
don't
of.
Don't be silly.
I'm not being silly.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Oh, go away. You what? What did you say? And so are you. Who's next?
Neil, I think.
Hello, Neil.
Hello.
That's a funny name.
It isn't.
Why not?
Pardon?
Have you always been called Neil?
Yes.
It's better than
name.
Being called Sid,
Don't you
it?
Wish you were called Nasty or something like that?
No, that's a horrible name.
Why? Well, what about being called Therese? That's a horrible
oh,
name,
Oh, it's
isn't
a
it?
Lovely name.
Oh.
Horrible name.
Oh. You like the name Therese, do you? Yeah, right.
Charming, all right. Let's get rid
Why
of Neil.
Why did you ring up Neil? Don't get rid of Neil. Listen, he's on my side.
He doesn't like my
what,
name.
What did you ring up for, Neil?
To know what your best television programme is.
The Nasty Show. Have you seen The Nasty Show?
No.
Well, why don't you write in to all the TV companies and say, I want to see The Nasty Show.
Oh, no.
Then I'd be famous, wouldn't I? What?
There isn't a Nasty Show.
I know, that's what I'm saying, you silly girl. What's your favourite show?
Pardon?
What's your favourite TV show?
Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, no. Oh, they're ugly, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely.
I mean, not like me. Not like me. I mean, if I had the Nasty Show, I'd go around solving all the crimes and... Oh, because everybody thinks I'm great, don't you?
No!
Oh, we got some silly people, some ignorant people, haven't we? Is that all you wanted to say, Neil?
Yeah.
Why?
Pardon?
Why?
Because that is.
Oh, well, go away then.
All right, let's have our next caller.
Have we got another caller?
Benjamin, hello.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello.
Hello. Why did you ring up?
I think grass is made out of paper.
You do? No.
Have you been persuaded by listening to me this morning?
Yes.
Is that why? So you're a Mr. Nasty fan, are you?
Yes.
And are you really horrible and awful and rotten and mean and, oh, everything that's nasty?
Yes.
Good.
I want to know, if grass is made of paper, why can't you
grass,
write on it?
Grass, not grass.
Why can't you write on it?
Well, you can write on it.
No, you can't. You
have Look,
to use very
I've
thin writing.
I've got a blade here. I've got a blade here. It's also, they make knives with grass as well. You know that, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what's that? What am I holding in my hand? A something of grass.
Yeah, a blade.
A blade,
oh,
yes,
course,
right. Well,
yeah,
what a blade's
me.
Made out of, you see? Scissors, right. Anyway, look, I can write on that. Look, they are. I've just written on it.
All
see?
Right.
Isn't that clever? Right.
Very clever.
Do you think it's time we had a little song again?
If you insist.
All right, here we go.
Hmm.
Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that the nasty man can.
Right, you see, now, boys and girls in the studio, even if you're ugly and stupid and everything, when it comes to the next chorus, when I all say, we all shout that the nasty man can, you all have to join in by shouting, the nasty man can, all right? Everybody at home does that, because this is everybody's favourite song. It's the Mr. Nasty theme tune, and we'll have it at Hamley's next week. Here we go. Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. They all know he's a horrible thing. Who could be the man to make you all a family ready? We all shout that the
nasty man can. Oh, I'm on my own here, aren't I?
Your voice is horrible too. I mean, Grace.
Come on, we'll have to get Angela and John and Tracy and David to join.
Anyway, next week, as I say, what you've got to do is to write a horrible, nasty poem or song or something like that. And come along to Hamley's, where Jellybone is going on live, and sing it to me, but you've got to be there by 10:30. Oh, nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that
the nasty man can.
Shout. Oh, you wouldn't have thought that was a shout, would you? How awful.
Nasty
is the king. Boys and girls sing. Say, oh no, he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout,
the nasty man can.
Well, I reckon we'll do better than that next week when everybody's
in. I think
so.
Do you think we ought to tell them where it is again? Because it is the new
train set
model centre.
Monster model kits to give away. You want to say something?
Yes, I do.
Listen, this is a nasty show. You have to ask my permission before
Please,
you speak.
Please, may I say something?
No, right. Now, who's the next caller? Who's the next caller?
Gideon.
Oh, go away. Hello.
Hello, Gideon.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
I think it's a good idea.
Good.
Okay. What?
Is that all you wanted to say?
What's a good idea?
I agree with you.
Thank you. Are you coming to see me next week?
Tell him that it's in Welbeck Street. Near Wigmore Street.
It's in Welbeck Street near Wigmore Street.
And
are you coming to see me?
It's the new model centre.
It's the new model centre. Are you coming to see me?
He's gone.
Are you a horrible girl?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a fan of Mr. Nasty.
Good. Well, how are you feeling then?
Nasty.
Can you say horrible?
Horrible.
Not bad. We got one more girl on.
Yvonne.
Hello, Yvonne. Hello, Yvonne.
Oh, it's Siobhan, I think.
Siobhan. Why?
As in Siobhan's scarf.
Hello. Can I say something to Mr. Nasty?
Go ahead.
You're horrible, Mr. Nasty.
Quite right.
Why?
Because you're smelly.
How do you know I'm smelly? You can't smell me from where you are.
You're horrible.
We haven't got smell on the radio.
You ought to be in the studio with him, Siobhan.
Beg your pardon?
Just you watch it, you.
I think we've got time for one quick call from George.
You're disgusting.
And so are you.
George, come in, number George.
Hello, George.
Hello, Mr. Nasty. I'm not so nasty to you. My sister, she's really horrible.
Is she really?
Oh. Yes.
Well, why don't you write a nasty poem about her and send it to me or come along to him this next week?
Yes, I'll try to.
Listen, just
she's
to
really
all the...
She's really nasty. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, really? Well, hurry up then, because we're nearly finished.
Hello, Mr. Nasty.
What's your name?
Maria.
And why are you so horrible?
Because I smell.
You eat slugs?
That's pretty horrible.
How horrible. Listen, if anybody actually can't come next week, they could send a poem in, couldn't they?
I suppose that's
to me,
true. Should we tell them the address?
LBC.
Yes. PO Box 261.
Goff
261.
London EC4. EC. Yes, just like I said. Just like I said.
It's time to go.
Mr. Nasty Poems. P.O. Box LBC 261. That's right. LBC P.O. Box 261, London EC4.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Nasty.
Come next week. Special prizes, not some horrible
Goodbye,
monsters.
Mr. Nasty.
Listen, I've got a frog. Who wants a frog?
Good boy.
Do you want a frog?
Goodbye.
Oh, that horrible
Goodbye, Mr. Nasty.
There's a frog.
Goodbye.
And I'll be
Goodbye.
There next week. Everybody's going to join me. There's a horrible nasty for you and a skeleton for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I am generous today. Mr. Nasty Show next week at 10:30. Everybody's going to come.
More than just a cookbook. It's a mini encyclopedia of valuable information and hints. It explains and illustrates all the different cuts. suggests the best kitchen tools, tells you how to barbecue, how to fondue, and there's all about home freezing too, and pressure cooking, hints for the calorie conscious, and ideas for complete meals, all in the New Zealand Lamb Cookbook, and all for 75 pence. Like New Zealand Lamb, it's great value. See Woman's Own or TV Times for the details.
LBC.
Half a minute after 12:30, Neil Lander with the latest 261 News highlights. Leaders of the seven most powerful Western nations have been meeting in the first session of the Downing Street Summit today. They're discussing the problems of the world economy, and they're expected to concentrate on inflation and unemployment. A strike has closed all Australian airports, disrupting international flights. The walkout by flight controllers was at such short notice that many planes were sent urgent radio messages telling them to turn back and land in other countries. The cost of a large loaf of bread goes up by a penny tomorrow. This means the maximum price on a 28-ounce loaf will be 23 pence. In football, Liverpool could clinch the league championship today, the first leg of the historic treble they're chasing if they beat Queen's Park Rangers and Spurs beat Manchester City. They're also in the race for the FA Cup and the European Cup. Those were latest news highlights. The weather here in London, it's still sunny and dry, although scattered showers are forecast for this afternoon. Maximum temperature, 14 degrees centigrade. In a moment, it's back for the final half hour of this week's Jellybone with Therese Birch.
The AIDS slimming story and Paula Lawley. Paula, why do you like AIDS?
Because they don't contain drugs and they're not methyl cellulose. I like the fact that if you're hungry and you take an aid with a hot drink before a meal, you don't want to eat so much. You sit and eat proper meals with the family, but you just don't eat so much. I can now keep to a calorie-controlled diet, and if I'm desperate for something sweet, I have an aid. Works marvellously for me.
Let AIDS help you retrain your appetite. From chemists everywhere.
This is LBC.
Welcome back to the last half hour of the Jellybone programme, and it's time for an album review. And with us now, with his review, is Stephen Buttrick. Welcome, Steve.
Hello. Well, this morning, not just one album review, but I brought along a couple of records, and I've also been talking to the person who made the record, so we're going to hear from him and from the man who actually helped him to put it down on the record as well. The man is Gene Clark, and many years ago he used to be a member of the Byrds.
Oh,
still
I remember that. Does that date me?
That's right. I think it dates both of us, actually, if we remember back that far. Anyway, he left the Byrds a long time ago, and since then he's been making some very, very good solo albums. And he's been over here. He's over here at the moment, and he's been doing a few concerts. And I caught him in his hotel room, and I asked him how he wrote his songs, whether the music came first or whether he got the words first.
Most songs I write, I write as a lyric and melody simultaneously. It just seems as though the lyric comes with the melody. I mean, I'll be washing my face, walking around, whatever, you know, and lying in bed, wake up in the middle of the night, and I've got something in my head, and I'll just get up and write it down. And usually those are the best songs, the ones that come on a moment's inspiration. Now, I have sat down and contrived a chord progression in a song. It's turned out to be an excellent song, but most of the time it's not. Most of the time it sounds like it was contrived, or that I had tried to contrive it. So in the last few years, I haven't gone on that philosophy of writing at all. I just said, if I don't feel like writing for 6 months, I'm not going to do it, because then 6 months from now, I'll be walking somewhere or sitting in a restaurant having a cocktail, and all at once something will come to me. And I'll say, okay, far out. And of course, Thomas Jefferson Kay and I do most of our writing together. In fact, we do almost everything co-written now, because our communication is excellent and we're able to exchange thoughts well, musically and lyrically. The No Other album was written, I had a house on a cliff overlooking the ocean in Northern California at that time, and I would just sit in the living room, I had a huge bay window, and just stare at the ocean, and for hours at a time, not even do anything. People would even come in and say, how come you're doing this? You don't do anything, you just sit here. But I'd have a pen and paper and a guitar there, or piano or whatever. And pretty soon a thought would come. I'd play around with it, put it on tape maybe. If it, you know, come back to it later, if it worked, fine. But in many instances in the No Other album, it would be after a day of meditation, let's say, looking at something that is very natural for us.
Some walk out winners of those who've lost. Can it be said at any price this is the cost? Hard is perception, easier is blame. Is this the only life for everyone? Is it the same? Children laugh and run away, while others look into the darkness of the day. Some streets are easy, while some are cruel. Could these be reasons why man is life's greatest fool? Do you believe when you're all alone? You held the key to your destiny gone. Do you believe deep in your soul that too much loneliness makes you grow old?
Gene Clark's last album, which is called No Other, and that track is called Life's Greatest Fool. I think it's a brilliant album, and it's only just beginning to get the kind of attention it deserves. But Gene has a new album out called Two Sides to Every Story, and this one was also produced by Thomas Jefferson Kay. We heard him mention Thomas Jefferson Kay as being his great friend just a moment ago. And at the moment, he's over with Gene playing in Gene's band, and that's very unusual. You don't often find producers who actually play on tours as well. He's one of the best producers in the USA, and I thought it'd be nice to ask him, as the man who put this record together and responsible for it, which was his favorite track on Gene's new album?
See, I love them all, you know, for different reasons. Sister Moon is a beautiful production. It's the Moog in that, in the instrumental part, where the Moog just explodes and sounds like, you know, it sounds like, you know, 10 trombones and trumpets, and then the strings carry it on out.
Sister Moon,
Bye.